Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. Tomorrow, many countries will observe Sea Sunday. It's a day which directs thoughts and prayers to all seafarers and fishing communities worldwide, as well as to those involved in cruise ships, yachting and coastal trade. To mark the occasion, the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People has issued a message that speaks of a renewed optimism in the apostleship of the sea, because in February, they report, a comprehensive convention on maritime labour standard was adopted. If implemented, the message says this will open the way for the emergence of a new maritime world order that will offer new opportunities for women and men to obtain decent and productive work. The Dicastery is concerned that globalisation, though, is putting the dignity of people involved in shipping and fishing under heavy strain. President of the Council, Cardinal Renato Rafael Martino, says that although the shipping trade is enjoying a period of growth and the demand for fisheries products is unprecedented, life at sea is still difficult and dangerous. Hence, he says it's important that the members of the Apostleship of the Sea continue to campaign and join forces with local fishermen's organisations to promote the understanding and the adoption of this instrument. The Apostleship of the Sea is an international network of Catholic associations and organisations under the care of this Pontifical Council. Cardinal Martino is also the head of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. The Dicastery, which has just released a communique appealing to the Great Powers meeting in St. Petersburg today to commit themselves to a full participation of all states in trade negotiations.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.